Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. It's the third hour of the show.
I made a suggestion to Alex.
Oh, for Funky Flashback Friday.
Yeah, Alex, do you know that song that I said you don't have to say it?
I don't know.
Okay.
So you...
Chris, what, do you know the song? I don't know who made it. Push, Push in the Bush.
Yes, I do remember that song. Push, Push... Push, push it in the groove. That was it.
No,
that one?
Push, push in the bush. Push, push,
push
in the bush.
Yeah, that was what it was. Women, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, he's going to try to find it. You got a big weekend planned? What do you got going?
Me? Yeah. I'm going to Martha's Vineyard this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And,
very nice.
Yes. Got a lot. Yes. Got a lot planned with that. A lot going on up there.
Are you going with other friends, other couples, or just you and the wife?
We're staying with another couple that's going. They're going up from Baltimore, and we're going to meet them up there and stay with them.
You got some nerve to shave right before vacation.
August is like the African-American month at Martha's Vineyard. I don't know if you know.
Right.
So
I haven't been up there yet.
It's a lot going on. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we'll be checking out a lot of things tomorrow.
You might be going by yourself. You know that, right? When your wife gets home and she sees
she
you.
She saw
no,
me. She saw me.
What's she saying? You didn't even say nothing.
You know what? She wasn't nearly as negative as you were.
I said my work wife didn't like it. No.
What did she
said it's all right. She was like, I was a little scared because I didn't think she was going to like it because she's never wanted me to do it. Right. She's like, it's not that bad. She's like, you look better with the goatee, but it's not that bad. But I talked to Alex, and he said, look, he's done it several times.
Right.
He said after about 4 or 5 days, it takes you about 4 days to get used to it. And then you like it. So I'm gonna see, Rob.
Okay.
I actually think I look cute with it. But
oh, there you know. Go. I'm glad you look cute too.
We'll decide, CB.
You know? Well, hey, Rob, so Chris texted me before the show. He said the reason why he's doing it for real
is because
what? Tell me.
Hey. Keep my secrets to you.
He said the Just for Men bill was $600 last month.
He said,
I got to cut it down. He said the Just for Men bill was more than his car bill.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah,
it was more than the car note.
Hey, I'm not shaving my head. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, don't do that. Not at your age because you don't know if it'll grow back.
No, it would. You right. You know what? Quick story. We, you know, when I was in college, I was in a fraternity.
You shaved your head?
Well, they shaved our heads when I pledged when I was a freshman.
Okay.
So they did shave our heads, but, you know, at that point, my hair was fine. It grew back fine, everything. But we shaved when I was, I crossed and I was now in the frat when we pledged in the other groups. We shaved their heads, and there was one guy who, you know, he was holding on pretty well, but once we shaved it, never grew back.
Oh, was he mad?
He never said anything, you know, to us. But, you know, he couldn't say anything to the big brothers at that point. But
right.
By the time it grew back, I mean, he was already in the frat. He was in the frat. So now he never said nothing. And he did pretty well for himself. I'm not going to say anything because you might know who it was. He actually has been very successful.
Who is it?
But, yeah, his hair never grew back.
Wow.
He had to go with the baldy all the way. So my dad started losing his hair when he was about 21.
Wow.
You believe that?
I had a buddy in high school who had the bozo, just the hair around the sides.
In high school?
In high school.
What? Wait, no.
I'm not lying.
I've never heard of that.
Dude, I'm telling you.
In high school?
Yes.
God, that must have been rough. Did he get any girls?
Yeah, he got married a few times, but I'm just saying, like, that's cruel.
What?
When you're not even 18 years old and you lost your hair on the top.
Oh, my God.
We should do a shop talk. What's worse, going bald at a young age or being the overly hairy guy at a young age?
Because
we had
bald.
A dude on my football team, and
he was just a
fur ball. And we went to a passing tournament for football, and we played a team from Long Beach. And these guys walk by like, damn, how old are you, bro? And he looks at me, he's up 31. And the guy walked behind him, he's like, I believe him. Kept walking. Because he had a full beard, a full chest hair. Like
You've seen guys like that, right?
Like a hobbit.
And they're in high school, right? Yeah. And they're like, what?
And his whole body's hairy, right?
Exactly. Everything, right, head to toe.
But I got to be honest, I would rather have that than to go bald in high school? I mean, that's rough. That's rough. He did
Rob
go
G, do you remember anybody in high school like that? I'm telling
never
you.
Never going
was,
bald. I mean, I had my head shaved in high school for that, football Rob. A couple of times.
I knew dudes when I was like a freshman in high school who they were, you know, I was like 5'3 as a freshman or something like that. And these dudes were 5'10, 170 pounds, shaved every day, full beards, the whole nine, you know, like full beards. And when we graduated, I'm bigger than them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, but there are dudes that were full grown as freshmen in high school.
Yeah, I've seen you that know? Before. No doubt.
But I ain't never seen bald. That's the first for me, Rob.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
All right, I'm glad you got a nice
little
trip
plan. Well, I know
y'all
had a nickname for him. What was the nickname?
Nah.
He couldn't go there. It was too sensitive.
He had gone already through so much. You
it
know
was
what
too
I mean?
Right. Exactly. Too sensitive. So, yes. All right. So, anyway, Kawhi Leonard, Rob, just signed the 4-year. No surprise. We knew he was going to stay with the Clippers.
Right.
But he just signed a couple days ago for 4 years, $176 million. Now, the interesting thing with Kawhi, Rob, is he left some money on the table. Now, I mean, he's obviously still generational wealth, but there are several ways. He got the max, but there are several ways he could have done it. Where he could have gotten even more money, you know. So, it you know, he He could have signed like a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal with a player option after next season and then signed for 5 years, $235 million. He could have opted into his contract and not become a free agent this summer and then signed like 4 years, $180-something million. So it was weird. I mean, again, obviously he doesn't have to worry about money again for the rest of his life.
You know why I'm going to say it's not weird, Chris? Coming off another injury, you know, like you keep betting on yourself. I think, like, I would want to secure that money for sure at this point. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I do.
If he had another injury, say he comes back and he's not right or whatever, like, he's going to get paid. He's going to miss most of the season, could miss the whole year. And then you'd have to reestablish yourself next year. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what it may do, Rob, and I'll say this, I don't expect to see Kawhi next year. And yeah, that's just my opinion. I mean,
you're not a doctor. You haven't examined him, right?
But I think it makes it more likely that he does come back. That he's the fact that he's already signed a long-term deal. Because had he done the short deal, let's say he did a 1-1 and or a 1-year deal, he's not going to want to come back in April or May and risk being rusty and not looking good. You know what I mean? And you say he came back and just didn't look like himself. And now you want them to give you the long-term max deal. You know what I mean? So maybe he would have said, you know what? I'm not even risking it. Whereas now he's got his money. He's set. So, you know, he can come back and not worry about if I don't look quite 100%. You know what I mean?
I think it makes total sense financially. You know what I mean? Like coming into an off season where there's some doubt. I mean, you expect to come back, but you don't know. Nobody knows.
So let me throw this at you. 4-year deal. So over the next 4 years, do you think he leads the Clippers to a championship?
I do. And I know a lot of people are going to say, nah, they're not going to win. Brooklyn's there and LeBron and Utah and the Phoenix Suns and all that. We just saw Giannis win a championship. We just saw Giannis win a championship because Kevin Durant has a big foot. Because, a couple of players in the West got nicked up, so it opened the door. Can they do it? We just saw them go to the Western Conference Finals without them. They were down 2-0 to Utah. That was the number one seed in the West. And somehow they were able to get through that. They went through 6 games through the Suns. If Paul George hits a free throw or two, Chris, who knows how that series turns out. So they're there. We found out that Ty Lue is a damn good coach. There's a lot of things I like. Reggie Jackson came of age. There was a lot of Ibaka comes back right after surgery, Chris. There's a lot of things that are going on. A window can open up for the Clippers. It's not impossible because we saw it happen. So I think that they do win one championship at least, one, during his 4 years with the Clippers coming up.
The window's definitely open. I mean, you'd be an idiot to say the window's not open, you know, once he gets back. That said, I don't think they'll win one. And here's why I say that. One, again, I'm not expecting to see him next year because that injury supposedly is 9 to 12-month rehabilitation. 9 months would get him back around mid-April, which is right when the playoffs start. So he won't play the regular season at least. And I think, Rob, I think they'll make the playoffs. But it's not a guarantee without Kawhi because the West, you know, is a pretty deep conference. But I do think they get in. But I just think I don't think he'll come back because he's overly cautious. In addition to just the timetable, he's a guy that historically has just been, you know, I got to be 100% before I'm going out there. And I heard stories about him like that when he was in San Antonio before he became a star. He just is that guy that's look, he's cautious about his body. And so I don't think he'll play next year. So if I take away next year, he's going to be 31 when the next season starts, 2022 season. And Rob, it will have been 5 years at that point since he played more than 60 games in a regular season. And I don't think he's going to get healthier than he's been as a younger player. So there's going to be load management. I'm sure there's going to be big-time load management. And I just think that he's not going to be a better player. I think he'll be really good. I still think he'll be a top 10 player. And he may be exactly what he is now, like what he was when he got hurt, which is one of the best players in the world. But I don't think he'll be better. And as he is now, he lost the 3-1 lead to Denver last year. And this year, when Kawhi was there, they were 2-2 with Utah in the second round. A pretty good Utah team, but not world beaters. And then they went on, of course, and won the series without him. But I'm just saying, like, they haven't been a spectacular team with him yet.
If he was healthy, do you think they would have got to the finals if he was healthy?
I think they would have. But, okay. You know, I think
no, I'm
that.
Just asking.
But, yeah, I do. I think they would have been better than Phoenix. And I think they would have had a shot against Milwaukee. But by the time he gets back, Luka's coming. I mean, Luka's giving him all he wants now.
Yeah, but right. let him get out of the first round for no, crowning
still,
Luka.
Rob, he's taking by himself. He's taking the Clippers to 6, and he's taking the Clippers to 7. I get it. He hadn't won. But he's giving Kawhi and Paul George fits, and he's only going to get better. Giannis, who knows what type of swag this championship's going to give him and the Bucks, so they're not going anywhere. Brooklyn's about to sign, it looks like it, Kyrie and Harden for the long haul. They already got Durant signed up for the long haul, so they ain't going nowhere. And that's not even to mention the Lakers and the Suns. And I mean, so I look, like you said, there's no doubt they're contenders. And the window is open. Like, you can't write them
off.
I
just look at Milwaukee winning. When Giannis signed in back in Milwaukee, people swore up and down he made a grave mistake. He'll never win a title. That was dumb. Why would you do that? And you know, things worked in his favor, Chris, but he won. He won a championship.
No doubt.
And so that's why I believe that there's always a will, there's a way. I don't think that we could sit here and map out and say who's going to win the next four championships. We don't know. We don't.
All right. We're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Will Kawhi Leonard lead the Clippers to a championship, their first ever, within the next 4 years? That's how long he signed up on his contract. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
Man, Alex, you're doing your thing, baby.
I'm Tom Crady.
It ain't push in the bush, but it's classic material.
Did you
no
find
doubt
that? Can we play that on the air or not, Alex?
We can play that.
I'm going to close it.
Okay, great. What you hear that song?
I admit, when I was a little kid, I didn't really think about those words like they probably, what
yes,
they meant.
Yes, Chris.
You know?
Yes.
But this is a great song right here. All right. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, don't fret, don't cry, don't weep, don't pull your hair out. Just head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. And do it calmly, because they offer free battery services, free battery testing, free battery charging even. Charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, just head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877 99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Will Kawhi Leonard lead the Clippers to a championship within the next 4 years? What do you
All
say?
All right. Let's kick it off with Art in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Art?
What it do, Uncle Rob and Cousin Chris?
What up?
What it do, blood?
Nah, I'm not no blood. I'm a cuz. Anyway, man, I'm going to make this short sweep. Kawhi just finessed the Clippers, man. There's no way in the ATLL hockey sticks that this man going to lead the Trippers and the Flippers and the Paperclips to anything. He's going to finesse them out of trade, man. The Lakers got L.A. sold up. I don't care what you say, Uncle Rob. You tend to hate a lot on the late show. But I see us winning out them 4 years that Kawhi supposedly stays in L.A., the Lakers will win. I'm going to give them two. But they'll make a run at
three. They ain't winning no two championships. You got some wings? Let's bet wings on this.
I bet you some lemon lose from your favorite place in the world. I don't wear a Jordan, but you can
No, we could do
some
wings at Magic City.
No, I'm not a Why Jordan not? Guy. I'm a Fila Reebok and a D-Lot guy. But if you
you old school. Yeah, you are old school.
Hey, I'm old school. I'm leaning in the
you
back.
You probably wear any Tonics and...
I got troops. I got gas. I got
everything.
I got it all, man.
That's what's
I'm
up.
I'm just not no Jordan guy. I'm not going to stand in line for the same shoe over and over. But like I said, if only Nike shoe, I would wear some Kobe's, man. But I'm telling you, I'm going to call you back in 3 years. You just right. make sure you don't go to Tippett. Don't go to Tippett and let them young girls, stop. Man, not have you here with me because we need you. And I enjoy your aspect and input on baseball, man. I'm a hell of a baseball fan myself. And only thing standing in the way of the Dodgers is the White Sox. You heard it here first, but the Dodgers that too.
No, I appreciate that, Art.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Good call, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I love to hear that. Baseball man as well. All right, Joe, in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
No way, no how, Rob. You know that. I told you this 2 years ago. They're the Clippers. They always will be the Clippers. They're the Flippers. I don't care how you shine it or how you dress it. It is what it is. Period. You can try and dress it up in the forum. It's still the Lakers closet.
Joe, you know last year you had your panties in a bunch when they got to the Western Conference Finals. You were not happy.
My panties weren't in the bunch because they are who they are. It's Kawhi. Kawhi just finessed them out of that contract. That's why he ain't hold them hostage again. He finessed them out of that contract. That's how he got the contract.
They got no choice as an organization.
He's like, I got enough money out of them. I ain't gonna hold them up. Exactly. Like that, right?
He could have fleeced them. He could have fleeced them
a little bit of pride. Right?
The Warriors are gonna, and then you got to. The Warriors are going to be healthy.
Stop with the Warriors. That Warriors
the
thing
Warriors
is closed.
Are
going to
be
Stop
healthy.
That.
They got a window,
Stop
too.
It. They got
a window.
They're done.
They got a
they're
window.
They're done with that. Stop
Especially
living in the past, Joe.
Especially if they trade Draymond for Ben.
Stop. Woo!
Don't let them do that.
Yeah, so that Ben can not dunk the basketball at the
they
end of the game.
They don't need him to do anything
open.
But do what he does. That's okay. All they need him to do. And throw up a couple threes here and there and bricks, whatever.
Hey, that's what he'll do. Let's go to Mike in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
I'll step out on a limb and say not only do the Clips not win it in the next couple years, I'll also take the Lakers not winning it and the Nets not winning it, and I'll put money on Vegas on that.
Wow. So who you
All
got winning?
You got Milwaukee winning. All right, I'm sure you got Milwaukee winning at least one. Who else?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's going to be kind of a run. I mean, who knows? Maybe Denver trades for somebody. Maybe the Heat comes through with something else. But the Nets, anytime you put these big super teams together that have, you know, ball handlers that are selfish, kind of like how they either get injured or they don't win. Lakers are too old, and the Clips are going to clip. That's what they do. They keep losing for, 40 years now? The Clips are going to clip.
I think Brooklyn and the Lakers, I think health – and now there are fit questions in L.A. for sure. But I only see health like them not winning. I get if you want to say the Lakers – But the Nets not winning one?
One, I can't buy that, Chris.
That'd be a serious failure, Rob. Serious failure. That would actually hurt Durant's legacy.
Right.
If they all stay healthy for the next 3 years and he doesn't win one title?
I'm with you. That would be a bad look.
Yes.
Especially the way that they look, Chris, when they were healthy. And I'm talking about not even all together that you were running people out the gym. So I don't buy that at all. Well, we appreciate it.
Tysha's Tower Trivia is coming up. The segment that is taking the nation by storm. And the only reason Alex the Vegan is even here tonight.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
And it is time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media these days. And, of course, the star of this segment, none other than our resident DJ, the king of Weeb Nation. Check out his podcast, my man, Alex Tyshirt.
Guys, it's good to be here. CB and I both have the same agent. Don't get comfortable with us being on the show for much longer rest of this month. But we love you, Rob. We'll hold it down.
All right, you know how this segment works. I got seven very easy sports-related questions that you guys got to help Alex guess the right answer to. And in honor of the Field of Dreams game, all of these questions are sports movie related.
Wow.
Okay. Now, I sent you guys the questions. They're not in order, so I'm going to give it to me out of order. That's number one. Number two, new rule for this week because of the shenanigans we've had recently.
From who? Yes.
There will
Thank
be
you. Thank
no
you.
Longer allowed to use a rhyming word.
Whoa. What?
That's wow. a game changer.
And you can't make up words.
Yeah, it
either.
Has to be a real right. word. Okay?
What word did I make up?
Bollywood. What was it? Did he say Bollywood?
No, it's Dollywood.
What is it?
Dollywood. That's a place.
Bollywood's a word.
Dollywood is a place. It's a amusement park for Dolly Parton.
So I'm really challenging you guys this time. Okay.
Is that true?
I have no All idea. Right. It could be. It All sounds right. with a lot of conviction. I believe it. I flipped the coin though, and Rob Parker, you get the first crack at this one. Okay. Very easy. Question number one at Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Carl Weathers, most famously known as Apollo Creed from Rocky. Unless you're a young person, you might know him better as Chubbs from the movie Blank Gilmore.
Here we go.
What you got for me, Rob?
Let's say...
Today, please.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
I am so ready for this.
Okay. Excited.
Happy.
Yeah,
that took way too long. That was the easy one.
American, there's not a person in America who would know Blank Gilmore.
You might be surprised.
He could have said Gilmore Wars Girl. Clue, and
it could have been Girls Gilmore.
All right, so 10 points for Rob.
Good job, Rob.
Moving up the ladder. Question number two. This one's for Chris Broussard. In the movie Sandlot, a group of kids get into a pickle after one of them hits a ball that had been autographed by the government name here, George Herman Blank.
All right. Babe.
Ruth.
That is correct.
Let's go.
There it is.
Let's
I'm glad go, you went with Steve. The government name. That made
Let's
it easy.
Yeah.
All right.
Government name.
Getting a little bit tougher. Getting a little bit tougher. Level three, Rob Parker. In the movie He Got Game, Ray Allen plays high school superstar Blank Shuttlesworth.
Jesus?
Jesus.
Yeah!
Let's go, Rob.
I'm going to have to change
That's
that rule, too.
Actual name.
What?
That was that great. Rule. That was great.
Yes, you can't
Why?
Say that. That's like a Spanish version of Jesus.
No, it's not Jesus.
I met a couple Jesuses.
It's spelled the same way, right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Rob G. Really
Jesus with an H is what he said. He said Jesus with an H. All right, here we go. Level number four. Question number four. Chris, I got a perfect game going right now.
These are easy.
Let's
These
go, are baby. Easy.
The movie White Men Can't Jump stars the dynamic duo Wesley Snipes and Blank Harrelson.
Oh, boy.
Woodpecker.
You
might be too young for this.
Woodpecker?
You guys are getting very liberal with the clues.
I know.
Yeah.
Chris.
Woodpecker.
Rob, you know.
Both of you
I'm
guys are.
About.
That's why I'm like, come on.
Come on, where's the
seconds.
Time?
I'm going to go Buddy.
That is incorrect.
I thought it was.
All right, Rob, for 9 points, chance of steal. Blank Harrelson.
Morning.
Oh, Wood.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is correct.
Let's go.
Oh, no.
Does that even make the show?
What?
Did that make the show?
Yeah, it made the show.
And at your age, it ain't more. Stop it.
Oh,
and I
no.
got a problem with that, too, because shaving ain't going to fix that, right, CJ?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
I should have known better. All right, here we go.
No, come on, Rob. What are you thinking?
Level number five. It's back to Rob Parker. Really just to put some separation between himself and Chris Broussard. In the movie Major League, Charlie Sheen plays pitcher Ricky Vaughn, but his nickname in the movie was the Blank Thing.
crazy?
I still can't believe you used the morning twice now.
That's right. He did use that before.
He did. That's why Fred Rogan. That's why I remember it.
And Fred Rogan texted me. He's like, yo, you guys can't be doing that on the show.
Okay, I need the question one more time. I'm sorry.
What Charlie Sheen in the movie Major League nickname was The Blank Thing.
Okay, what was the clue? Mr. Parker? Don't tell me you don't remember your clue.
No, I'm
oh, gosh.
I want to change it.
Wasn't it crazy?
You can't change it. Yeah, it was crazy. No,
crazy.
Okay. Let's say mild.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
All right. Chris with a chance to steal and get back in the race.
Get back in this thing. Uncontrollable.
Frustration.
That is incorrect. The frustration thing is in this movie. Okay.
It might be.
Tysher's Tower of Trivia.
Thing. Why not?
Think about that, Alex.
All right.
Like, that's a nickname.
I kind of just did.
Back to Rob Parker.
CB, after morning.
What's the
8 points?
You're just scrambling. Your brain is scrambled.
It's too much right now. All right, go for it, Rob. Come on,
mild?
Rob.
Hold on, he just said mild.
He did
that
just say mild.
Rob should be docked.
Yeah, and he said there was no rhyming.
What?
That was, we just said
so
that.
That's both of them.
So the points is going to go to Chris Broussard on that one.
No. Let me get another chance.
No. This is the only way you'll learn, Rob. You do this every week.
Rob, I feel like I know it now.
I'm glad we have a commissioner who's a real disciplinarian.
Hey, Parker, was it wild?
Yes.
I knew it.
Between you and me.
I knew it. Just between you and me,
that's
Rob.
That's why I said crazy to start. Crazy, wild.
Oh, got you.
Okay.
Well, frustration wasn't too far off.
All right, so back to Chris. He has 18 points. He's down 29 to 18.
Oof.
So you got a chance, though, to get
that
some points.
That was just good. You gave Chris a chance to make him feel good before vacation.
I told you. I said no rhyming, and the first thing you do on the first show is rhyme.
You flout the rules every week.
Flout.
Rob, I like that.
He calls it gamesmanship.
See, Rob, you see the lines, and you push them. I like that.
Push. That's what I do.
Like that.
That's why I've lost four jobs.
One could say push in the bush. I see
you. Had 37 jobs. 5 years, right?
All right, here we go. Back to Chris.
I'm a reporter.
Here we go. Denzel Washington.
Okay.
He played boxer Reuben Carter in the hit movie.
Mm. Oh, gosh.
The blank.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Tornado?
Storm.
That is incorrect.
Sorry,
C. That was a good guess.
Dang.
That was a good clue.
Sorry, C.
Back to Rob.
Tornado.
Miami?
Florida.
That is incorrect.
What?
Denzel in the Florida.
Maybe.
Okay, here we go.
It's a
here
solid nickname.
For 8 points. 8 points for Chris if he gets this.
Rain.
Whirlwind.
That is incorrect.
Okay. He doesn't like everything but.
back to Rob Parker.
Wow. Storm.
Rob.
What?
Give me them points. Alex said storm like 2 minutes ago. That was his answer to my first clue.
No, did he say storm?
Well, wait a minute. It's still a clue. It's just not a great clue given that Rob or Alex already guessed it.
Right. Go ahead. That's not, but Chris,
right,
the
judge,
other one I got
saying?
Docked because I rhymed
yes.
it. I didn't rhyme it. Right. You can't get it to point.
All right, judge, what do you think?
Wait a minute. What did I just say? Alex, think.
Storm.
About
it is acceptable if you get this.
And now he's adding on, giving him sentences. And
this will be 7 points if you can get this.
All right, CB, I think I'm sorry for this, but Hurricane?
Yeah! Yes!
Rob Parker.
Where's my music?
Oh, let me get it for you.
Is it over? Is it over?
It is 36 to 18 with one question
it's
left.
A so route, it's a route, Rob.
It's a route. Oh, my God. Chris has to go to Martha's Vineyard with his tail between his legs and no hair on his chin.
We haven't heard this song in months. Enjoy
it's
it.
All right. And
enjoy
it sounds
it.
Good, and it feels good, and it feels like in the morning to me. I feel great.
Oh, God.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. Keep
I love doing this game because Alex can't dump anything because he's playing a game.
Yeah, that's right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
All right. It is the odd couple. That's right, Funky Flashback Friday, perfect way to end it and end a good week. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, you wrote a column today on Deadspin.com. That was the most, we all knew that was coming.
What?
We all knew this love letter to baseball was coming.
Oh, yeah.
After last night. And but you brought
Come on,
up
man, that was a layup. Point.
Yes, absolutely. But talk about it, and we'll get into it.
Yeah, just, you know, I thought that along with it just being a magical night, And Alex Rodriguez, you know, jumped on it right. I give him a lot of credit at post-game and just said, hey, you had four home runs hit by African-American players. We have sound from Alex. Here it is, Chris.
I got texts tonight from people who haven't texted me in 10 or 15 years. They were so excited to watch this. And here's what I love, fellas. Four home runs by African-Americans. Mm. This is a big night for baseball. It's a historic night. We need more African-Americans coming back like when we broke in. And I just love to see it. The big stars showed up in a big way tonight.
Props to A-Rod. He didn't have to say that at all.
He didn't have to say that, Chris. 100%. That's why he's, you know, you can say whatever you want about A-Rod, Chris. He's one of the best baseball analysts going.
I agree. He is.
Am I right?
He's I see
really
people
good.
Ripping him. I don't get it. I think because they
just don't like him.
Charisma. Yeah, he's just good.
Don't like him. So and I get that if people don't like him. Like I gave credit to Joe Buck. Joe Buck did a great job calling those home runs last night. There's some people who can't be satisfied, which is fine. But right. My point is, I thought that you could have last night on that night, Chris, maybe won over some young black and brown, kids or adolescents or whatever, young adults who said, man, that was so magical. That was so hip, so fun. I mean, Stanton's home run went viral on social media. There was a buzz to it, you know. And then of all players to end the storybook night is the guy who has the most swag in the league, Tim Anderson. You saw him, Chris, go around the bases. Am I right?
Right.
He knew right away. That's the excitement and stuff.
He knew
that
right away. Once he hit it, I mean, he just was like.
He floated around the bases, right?
Right.
I mean, I just thought it was one of those moments that could be a defining moment where maybe it changed some young people's mind about baseball. That's really what I came away with it.
Yeah, I would like, when we grew up, Rob, playing baseball as an African-American was just natural. I mean, it was just like playing any other sport. Like, really, there was no thought of blacks don't play baseball or, you know what I mean? Like, this is a white sport or any, or you gotta only stick to basketball and football. I mean, I played in leagues that were full of black players. And so, a couple guys who actually made it to the big leagues, Rob.
Wow. I didn't know that. I played with
a Derek Henderson. They had a cup of coffee, but they made it, you know?
Right. No. To make it to the big leagues to get a couple at bats, are you kidding?
Right. Well, you remember Gary Thurman.
Yes.
He was older than me, so I didn't actually play with him, but he played in the same leagues as me. But I played with other guys that actually did make it. But again, that's my point. Like, it was not – I mean, there were plenty of black kids playing baseball back then. So I would love to see if there is a resurgence. Now, if blacks don't want to play baseball, then fine. You know, I just want there to be equal opportunities. And if blacks choose not to play it, then, hey, so be it. Major League Baseball can't do anything about that.
Right.
But I do like Rob, and I'm not just saying this. Watching that game last night, because it did pop out at you that there seemed to be more African American players than usual, right?
Right, and stars.
And it was kind of like a throwback game, and I obviously was throwback for the uniforms and all
right.
that.
I know what
but
you mean.
But I mean.
Right.
When I watch games as a kid, Willie Stargell, Dave Parker, Davey Lopes, Rod Carew, like
there was
you
a ton,
saw
right.
Africa. Yeah, I mean, it was just part of the game. And that's kind of what it felt like last night watching that game. So it'd be nice if what you said comes to pass. We'll see.
And the other part is, remember, there's a fallacy or myth that you can't play more than one sport. Because Kyler Murray played baseball and football, was drafted in the first round by both, Chris. The first time any
Russell Wilson in
the history of either sport, you know, was drafted in the first round ever.
And
it never
Wilson
happened
played
before.
Played baseball.
Exactly.
Yeah, look, and that goes for basketball and football, too. Like, we got to stop making these kids specialize at such
and
a young
choose.
Age. Yes, because then the other thing, Rob, is it becomes a business for them. And they may not even be able to enjoy it like a kid should, right?
Right.
You know, if you're consumed with, I got to make it to the pros, And I got to, you know, work out every night. So just let the kids have fun. LeBron once told me, and LeBron played football and basketball.
Yep.
And he once told me, he's like, look, these kids need to just have fun playing. Because it becomes a business when you get to this level, to the NBA. So before that, have fun. Right. And so,
they're trying to convince these kids, Chris, with all the basketball camps and all this stuff. You know, like everybody's making it to the NBA. You know, like you got to be let the kids, you know, play all these sports and then decide what they. Now, if a kid wants to just play basketball, that's fine. But right. A coach who does, well, if you play any other sport, you can't play on my team. I just think that's wrong. If a kid is talented and can play more than one sport, you should let him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll see. But it was a great night for baseball.
No doubt. And guess what? This weekend I'm going to Oakland and San Francisco to a baseball game to see the Giants play by the Bay. So I can't wait.
All right. Well,
you enjoy your vacation.
I will enjoy my vacation, man. Hold it down without me. And I'll be back. I'm not even going to say when, but I'll be back at some point.
Yeah, all right.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.